The Todd Alba Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump says he didn't do anything wrong.
So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years.
He's been indicted for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane on what happens now.
CBS News confirms it will be an arraignment proceeding Tuesday afternoon in the Southern District of Florida. When you go for arraignment in the federal court system, they read you the charges. They give you a chance to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. And typically, they set bond conditions for a defendant, a criminal defendant, at an arraignment. It will be fascinating and potentially provocative to find out what bond conditions are ordered and agreed upon for a former president of the United States.
Lawmakers are reacting. Republican Representative Jim Jordan tweeted, "This was a sad day for America." Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff called the indictment an affirmation of the rule of law. More than a dozen states have issued air quality warnings. Smoke from wildfires in Canada are making the air thick and unhealthy, mostly in the Northeast.
My throat hurts and it's bad. I mean, it's like having major allergies.
Sore throat, just hard to breathe. So it's been very taxing on my body.
The Supreme Court with a surprising ruling in favor of black voters in a congressional redistricting case in Alabama. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has always been clear that racial gerrymandering is prohibited. Partisan gerrymandering, however, receives more protection. In this case, Alabama clearly divided its districts along racial lines. The Supreme Court has been diluting some provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Alabama hoped that the court would essentially do away with these anti-gerrymandering protections altogether.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway's back in the U.S. Joran van der Sloot will face charges of extortion and wire fraud here. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
As part of an FBI sting, he accepted $25,000, and that is where these charges come from. He's never been charged with her death. However, he was arrested twice in Aruba. He was the last person to see her in 2005 after her high school graduation trip to that island.
McDonald's fans are getting their hair cut and styled to resemble the famous golden arches. The McDonald's bang look is trending right now. TikTokers are showing off their M-shaped fringe and giving tips on how you can get it too. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Yeah, not really. It kind of looks like two giant calyx. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nice and quiet and nice and cool overnight, 50 degrees with mostly clear skies. Our winds will be light. 84 Friday afternoon under a mostly sunny sky. We could see some isolated showers and storms Friday night. A better chance coming our way on Saturday. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, playing out across the world on the Civic Media app. My understanding is you should update it soon because there's going to be new features. It's going to be super cool. We're rolling out the new Civic Media program lineup on Monday, June 5th. And I'm going to pull a little double duty. I'm going to hold the place, keep the seat warm for yesterday's big guest, Stu Daniels. The Stu Daniels Show, that's going to launch on Wednesday because our pal Stu's off deadheading this weekend, chasing the Dead and Company. Where did he say he's going? Massachusetts, Boston or something? And then Indy, he's got tickets in multiple different venues, you know, Deadhead style. So anyways, I can be heard in the Western Wisconsin markets, and they will include very, very soon, like Monday, June 5th, the TAP 93.5 FM Eau Claire Valley. That's going to be an enormous, the jewel of the North. That is the best talk signal we have in the entire state of Wisconsin, 93.5. That is a beautiful FM stick. Also, 105.7, that's going to be a really fun musical station. If you know friends in the Eau Claire Valley, I hope they'll give it a listen. But, you know, I'm in it for the talk. So 93.5, the TAP, that one's ours. Also, the Eagle, we keep talking about with Dana and all others of our friends from God's country. The Eagle, 1490 AM, that one will come online on Monday as well, Monday, June 5th. And I can't say I'm the most proud, but I'm very, very proud of the new affiliate, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. And this one, the 1400 signal, will play up into the Milwaukee Metro. And Ebone, I'm going to let you in on a secret, because during the course of this very show, while we've been talking to the people, really during the commercial breaks, I do a little bit of work, check my emails. E signed a couple documents.
Uh-oh, all right.
And now we are the home, and I can legally make this announcement. We'll drop the press release on Monday. But WRJN, tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and down in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. We'll keep saying it. You'll learn them. Because you'll want to tune in for the Packers, and of course you're going to want to tune in for the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, don't cheer yet, because there's also the Milwaukee Brewers. And did I mention my beloved Wisconsin Badgers? That will also be your Southern Milwaukee Metro home for the Badgers. Man, we are jamming that thing full of all the sports you could possibly want right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And the News Talker, it's coming on Monday. Racine, Kenosha, WRJN, La Crosse, the Eagle, 1490 AM, and up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our new affiliate, 93.5, The Tap. Tell Jeannie, it starts on Monday. Tell all your friends, please, and join us. It's Friday. We air grievances around here. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment at 844-967-2789. Daryl in St. Paul. Welcome, Daryl. What do you got for us?
Well, hi, Mike. I don't really have a grievance. Well, I have lots of them. But anyway, I just have a question about your new affiliate. Are we still going to be able to stream you online?
You will be able to stream the Devil's Advocates online, especially if you get the Civic Media app. But we're not going to play live in Minneapolis starting on Monday. On Monday, when you tune in on KTNF 950 AM, you're going to hear our friend Robert Pilot in the crew with the Native Roots Radio. They're moving forward. He's going to have to shift here in our lineup, and we're going to have to shift in the Minneapolis lineup. So we're going to play non-live.
Okay.
But you can stream us live on the Civic Media app, Daryl. That's what all the Patriots do on the Freedom Fridays.
All right, cool, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, keep listening, Daryl. Stream or wherever you got to find us. But the stream's easiest. And it's going to be a shiny, updated app. I know that Sage and his team have been working very hard on making that app very sticky and user-friendly. So give the Civic Media app a try. And if you've got it, go to wherever you get your apps, your iOS store, or wherever googly people get them, and update it, because it's going to be a better app. 844-967-2789. Couldn't have a better audience, could we? Paul from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Paul.
Good. I'm glad. I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on you were talking about the courts earlier, and I think that like every political science nerd is a big fan of the courts. That's always their like favorite branch of government, right? But I'm curious what you think about like the longstanding power of the Supreme Court over the next like 30 years, just with their increased lack of respect for the stare decisis. Precedent. It seems like it could lead to a breakdown of their actual real life power. You know, they were designed to be the weakest branch on purpose. And I'm just curious what you think the end game is here, especially for Republicans who seem intent on tearing down previous legal precedents to advance current political agendas. It seems like this could backfire.
I've yet to see it backfire, Paul. If you recall, here in the state of Wisconsin, for a number of years, we've had a very partisan makeup on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you always knew what the outcome was. You didn't know what the numerical number was, but you always knew what the outcome of the ruling was, depending on who the plaintiffs were. If it was a Republican agenda item, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would always find a justification. You know, means fits the end. They already knew what the conclusion was, and they'd back into it. Well, I feel like, although I've been greatly encouraged by the election of Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, I feel like that rebalances the court. I think a guy like Hagedorn has shown some judicial independence. I'm very optimistic about what the court in Wisconsin may do going forward. But I'm very pessimistic, and I share perhaps your pessimism, Paul, for the U.S. Supreme Court, because I feel like Alito and to a lesser degree Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, I think they all feel a little unchained. And Clarence Thomas, of course, has got huge ethical lapses, and Roberts seems incapable of steering this court to the right side of history. Paul, keep listening. The rest of you, keep listening. Or call 844-96-PARTY.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News special report.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI.
That's a former president reacting to his indictment in the classified documents case. Our Ed O'Keefe with response from President Biden.
He reiterates that tonight, saying that Donald Trump's actions, from his willful disregard for the Constitution to his disrespect for the rule of law, should not define our nation or the Republican Party. This is a sad day for our country.
When asked if there's anything he could say to convince Americans they can trust the fairness of the Justice Department, Mr. Biden said,
"Because you notice, I have never once, not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest."
Former President Trump is set to be arraigned on Tuesday. CBS News special report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Down around the
corner. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances, if you will. 844-967-2789. Be patient for just a minute, though, callers. I want to be a little more thoughtful to Paul's question. I got a little hung up on the politics of the courts. And I also am a little bit of a court geek. I'm not a lawyer, never went to law school, any of that kind of stuff. But the courts are very interesting because they do have often impact. You know, you think you've got an agenda and then the courts overturn it or whatever the case may be. But you asked me, Paul, about stare decisis, precedent, effectively. And I didn't really get around to this part. But there is absolutely political consequence happening in my backyard, right here in your backyard, Paul, in the state of Wisconsin. There is political consequence for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, of course. The Dobbs decision, the overturning of 52 years, I think, of settled law, taking back a right from women, well, it's had disastrous effects politically for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know that Ron Johnson, Willie Horton, his way to re-election, it's a little easier when you're an incumbent. But I believe it was me quoting me from Political Magazine, David Sider's piece. He was a journalist that wrote about us a little bit earlier this week. I believe my quote that he said was a little overstated was that Republicans cannot win statewide election again in the state of Wisconsin while abortion is illegal. And currently, abortion is illegal under Wisconsin law. We have reverted with the rollback of Roe v. Wade to an 1849 law. No exceptions for rape or incest. I think life of the mother, maybe. But there is no way Republicans are going to win statewide election. You know, maybe gerrymandered districts, but not statewide election. Not while abortion's illegal. So, you know, we're going to see Democrats continue to pile on. And if the Wisconsin Supreme Court should happen upon a piece of, you know, litigation that would allow them to overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation, if we actually got back to representative government in the legislature, well, that'd be a game changer. That's mission accomplished. I could just go to Brewer games all the time then. I'd still do something on the radio. I'd have fun with you folks every day because I like taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. By the way, show note, Kristen Bry from Ascos, Wisconsin. She's going to be playing out on Monday right here in Madison. Live product. You're going to hear live in the Madison market for the very first time. And then she's going to join Dom and I at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Kristen Bry, you'll like her. Ascos, Wisconsin. Nick from St. Paul, appreciate you listening. What do you got for me?
Warning, you're about to listen to Nick from St. Paul. So, am I still on?
Yeah, we didn't hang up. Come on, man, I'm not going to hang up just for... you're just warning that you might be worthy of getting hung up on, Nick? What are you warning me about?
Well, Crudy, I used to like you.
What'd I do?
Man, now I love you, man. I think it was great how you had that conservative guy on. It was just brilliant. Do you still have a tongue? You must have been biting your tongue the whole time.
It is difficult not to argue with people when you disagree with them. And you know you could pick every nit. You know, you could split every infinitive. You could pick 10 times to jump in and start an argument with the guy. And it is hard for me, Nick, because, you know, I like to argue.
Yeah, well, the first precept of the of Zen is creations are numberless. I vow to free them. And that comes with compassion. And you can't have compassion for someone without understanding. And you can't understand someone unless they talk, unless you listen.
See, you're much more humanistic about this, Nick. See, I'm not doing it to get to know them better because I'm a good human being. I'm just being strategic, Nick. I want to understand what makes them tick so we can win the next elective cycle.
Well, still, the first word of the Order of Saint Benedict, the first word is listen. So I'll leave you with that.
Nick, please listen to St. Benedict and keep listening to the greatest radio show ever. And if you can't hear us live on KTNF on Monday, and you will not be able to hear us live on KTNF on Monday, pardon me, please consider getting the Civic Media app.
We're doing a brand new lineup. I know KTNF, they're also moving their lineup around. So trying to warn lots of people, there are some changes in the lineup coming. But I'm excited because I get to pull double duty. You're going to get double dose of Crudy on Monday. Those of you that get up in the morning and turn on the Civic Media networks all across Western Wisconsin. I'm going to be keeping the chair warm for Stu Daniels. He'll launch on Wednesday. I'm going to do a couple of shows, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, me and Dom and Chris and Brian Monday, and I'm sure we'll figure out some fun guests for Tuesday. But we'll do our normal Devil's Advocate show. But if you're in St. Paul, you're going to have to listen on the stream. And don't get mad at Chad. I do the same thing here. That's part of the radio industry. We move lineups because it's necessary. But thanks for listening, Nick. Dick from Madison, I know you often listen in the garage. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, a wholehearted congratulations on everything that's going on.
You know what I'm most excited about? Can you tell, Dick? It's the sports on WRJN.
Oh, I know. I love it, too, and Badger stuff. It'll be great. My gripe is this tonight. After seeing this last couple of weeks play out with the debt ceiling, you know, they constantly, I can't stand hearing this stuff, and you know it's not true. The media is liberal. Baloney. How about if every single time McCarthy or all these people came out to speak to the issues of the day on that subject, when they started talking about budget, they just turn the mic off so it's blank and go, sorry, sir, we're talking about something totally different. Can you answer the question? And if you remember, was it our United States senator or U.S. senator that walked away when he didn't want to answer a question and said, I'm on the phone? Was that Johnson?
Yeah, Johnson hid from Manu Raju, who could actually see the face of his phone, did not actually have a caller on it. It was like his home screen. He said, you're not talking to anyone, Senator.
And I know I'm dreaming, Kurt, when I say this, but why couldn't somebody have the nads to just go, I'm sorry, with all due respect, Senator or Congressman, you're not speaking to the issue. You're not talking about the same thing, and just deaden the mic and let them sit there, flap their lips with no audio.
Because, Dick, no one's... You know, that's so much easier said than done, Dick. Appreciate you listening. You know, be like Saint Benedict. Benedict said, you know, listen to the devil's advocates. Lots. I've interviewed Ron Johnson often in tandem with my little buddy Dominic. And we've done like 26 long form interviews with he's current senator, former friend of the devil, current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, on some level, we are still Wisconsin nice. We still let people finish their sentence, get out a few words, because if all you do is step all over someone, interrupt them, you might win the battle, but you've lost the war. You're not going to persuade them. They're not going to come back on your radio show, and if that's our goal, and sometimes it is, although we've stopped making it our goal in the case of Ron Johnson, you still got to let the other guy. Let me try that again, Peter Brady. You still got to let the other guy talk. You know what I mean? You still just can't. La, 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 I don't hear you. If that's your means of trying to win an argument, well, are we any better than them? I hardly think so. Them being whoever you cast them as. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, since we have the calm and reasonable one on today, what are your thoughts on the WEDC?
WEDC?
Yeah.
It's
Wisconsin Economic Development.
Yeah, I prefer it now under sort of nonpartisan direction than the partisan vehicle it clearly was when Scott Walker created it. Of course, there was never really a reason to get rid of, what was it, the Commerce Department? I mean, I remember meeting one of the Leinenkugel kids when they were Commerce Secretary at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. You know, the WEDC is they administered the bounce back grants, I think, in so many different communities across the state. So I really am happy with how money flowed through local agencies. I believe WEDIC was a part of that with the Bounce Back Main Street grants here in the state of Wisconsin. Because, Bill, I think that was brilliant. The Bounce Back grants, man, I have been the guy that's been on point renting real estate properties as Civic Media has grown. And I counted last night. I think I signed 9 leases across the state of Wisconsin in 9 different markets. And I got to learn something about every single real estate market. And the real estate markets, the Main Street small boutique retail marketplace in the state of Wisconsin is vibrant. There are all kinds of little businesses that came out of their garage or dad's basement, and suddenly they're on Main Street. They're in a little storefront. And there are communities like Amory, where you can hear us on WLAK, 1260 AM right now. That's outside of Minneapolis, Bill. 31 grants in a town of 2,200. 31 new little businesses started in Main Street in the last year, thanks to WEDIC, thanks to some COVID money, and thanks to the innovative thoughts of Governor Tony Evers. So I'm calling that a very positive outcome. Certainly a hell of a lot better than Foxconn.
I would totally agree with that. I love the small business, you know, the entrepreneurs, the startup that need the help. My issue is I've been finding a lot of those small businesses are starting by people that are very well off. You know, so they're getting grant money and they could totally afford to do it themselves.
Bill, I will.
Yet they're dipping into the WEDIC stuff.
You know, Bill, if it encourages the effort, I think the money should be accepted. My little company, Devil Radio, accepted one of the $10,000 storefront grants to move into a bigger piece of real estate over here on University Avenue. I'm broadcasting from here right now. We took a grant. We had a build out, man. Maybe we broke even on the space bill. And I would like to think I was a worthy recipient, broke-ass Crudy Radio, when that's what we were. But I can tell you, since we have become Civic Media, my partner, Sage Wild, you know, partner is perhaps a grandiose overstatement of my role.
It's a word.
Okay, the owner and CEO of this corporation is not down to his last $10,000. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be able to invest in the growth we've had if he was down to his last $10,000. But if there is a Main Street grant available to Civic Media that has signed 9 Main Street leases around the state of Wisconsin, now I can't tell you specifically how many we have gotten, but we have received grants through Civic Media. It's not because we're down to our last 10 grand, Bill, but it was an encouragement. We've signed lots of leases. We've stimulated lots of economies this year. There's lots of happy landlords that we are, you know, keeping their tenancies, making the rent, paying the bills. You know, it's good for the local economy. We're spreading money around, and now we're giving local vendors, a lot of these little small businesses, we're giving them a fair and accessible way to reach new customers. That's ultimately your job, folks. You know, calling in Aaron Grievances here on Fridays, 844-967-2789. And please, please, support the sponsors. If you hear them, you know, support them. Buy their pizza or whatever. Come back, more Devils.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nice and quiet and nice and cool overnight, 50 degrees with mostly clear skies. Our winds will be light. 84 Friday afternoon under a mostly sunny sky. We could see some isolated showers and storms Friday night. A better chance coming our way on Saturday. Right now, it's 48.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Don't forget, stick around. Pizza Box Mike playing out on WMDX, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, coming up at 7 o'clock Central. Joe Biden, President of the United States, coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to play the Native Roots Radio. But when the President of the United States speaks to the nation on this debt limit raising, and the apparently, he's going to sign the bill tomorrow, but he's going to address the nation, and we're going to play it live here on WMDX and across the Civic Media Network, at least wherever the Devil's Advocates are playing. That will come up immediately following this show at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to get to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789. I got one more grievance, this one, on behalf of the former president, Joe Giganti's buddy, Donald Trump. His reaction to finding out former Vice President Mike Pence has avoided charges, you know, on the classified documents he had at his Indiana house. I was at least as innocent as he is. What a strange claim to fame. Donald Trump congratulated his former Vice President Mike Pence for avoiding charges in his classified document case Friday, then whined that the ongoing investigation into his case is a witch hunt. Just announced that they're not going to bring charges against Mike Pence on the document hoax, he wrote on his Truthy social platform. That's great, but when am I going to be fully exonerated? I'm at least as innocent as he is. And what about Joe Biden? Who is he who is hiding at least 1,850 boxes, some located in Chinatown, D.C.? When will the witch hunt against Trump, all caps, stop? Well, I suspect when you're behind bars on multiple state and federal charges. And if I had to pick a state, I would pick the state of Georgia. And if I had to pick a federal jurisdiction, I would say whichever one Jack Smith wants to drop the indictments in. Counting on you, Special Counselor. Apparently, they're getting a little nervous in Trump Town. The MAGA, they think the former president might actually be in some serious trouble over what, the classified documents, the one he was on tape bragging about. Well, that document has been requested, and they can't even find the document. So Trump, to this moment, may not have turned over the very document that he is heard describing apparently in a tape exclusively reported by CNN yesterday. We told you about it on this big show. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Conversation always goes better with a spotted cow on a Friday, doesn't it, Paul?
That's 100% correct, and I'm not that far from having one. I'm on a car phone. I hope I don't lose you, but I can remember I started listening to you and Dom, oh, I don't know, it was Walker's first term, and I didn't call in. And then the roads got so bad, I called him No Roads Walker, that I started calling in. And if I can do it, anybody can. So it's, you've come so far, Crudy, since them days. I mean, it's just amazing what Civic Radio has turned into, a local homegrown radio. You got local radio back. It's just totally awesome. And I'll never forget the parties, man, especially the one at Jade Monkey. I got a little bit, I could say tipsy there, whatever you want. But I met Dick from his garage. I met Joe, who is a great, great female caller, Andy and Mark from the SAC, and all them wonderful people. Just tremendous parties. I hope someday you guys can manage to have some
more. Oh, we're going to have some parties, awesome. Paul. You know, the problem is my calendar is kind of getting filled up with special events. I'm going to be at the DPW, going to be partying next Saturday night with all the fine Democrats in Green Bay. And then I got some other stuff going on, too. I forget. Full calendar, Paul. But glad you're listening, man. Glad the spotted cows are cold and going down easy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And like you say, again, it's just awesome what you built here. And I've got to meet your listeners, and they're also very awesome. And just the whole thing, man, Crudy, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't want to give you too big of a head on a Friday. And I'm going to go drink some spotted cows and have some fish now. So take care, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul. You're no slouch yourself, man. Everybody likes Wisco, Paul, when they see him out and partying. Wisco, I promise, we'll find a Summer of Love 3.0 event. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll invite all our friends. The problem now, Paul, we got too many friends in too many markets. We're going to have to do like a Summer of Love tour. You know, we're going to be up to 12 talk markets, man. You know, I do a party in one city. Now I got to do a party in like 12 cities. We're going to need like 3 weeks just to work our way around the state. 844-967-2789. Still time for your grievance this fine Friday afternoon. Rico from Rock County, man, you cracked me up the other day with your DeSantis.
Yeah, we got to all have a little fun, don't we, Crew?
We do.
Speaking of which, I enjoyed your guest earlier, Joe, come on there. And, Crew, are you into conversion therapy?
Me?
You're trying to convert him, aren't you?
Well.
Yeah, are you trying to convert him?
Well, that's different sort of really conversion doing. Therapy, but Rico, I have always asserted, give me a 12-pack of beer, about 6 hours in a campfire, and I'll make you into a socialist Bernie-crat.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, I had to crack up the other day. Bill called in about you and Dom sticking out of the top of the Wienermobile behind the RNC convention over there, and I just thought, you know, we should really shout out to the Dairy State. I could just see you guys pulling back these big levers and shooting milk right out the front of that wiener, man. That would be the greatest thing in the world.
Rico,
well, it's a dairy, it's the Dairy State.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're blaming it on the June is Dairy Month. Come on.
Well,
if we're going to do Dairy Month, here's an alternative. Cow chip throwing, right? They got the big contest in Sauk City, Sauk County, the big cow chip throwing contest. What if in honor of the RNC, we stood outside the green zone and we saw how far the green zone being the secured area they're going to put around the city of Milwaukee. I mean, I've been to the one in Cleveland. I also went to the one in Philadelphia, but the one in Cleveland in particular, they basically locked down the downtown area. That's what's coming to Milwaukee next summer. When the presidential debate comes August 23rd, maybe a two-day event, maybe. I hope it's a two-day event, but no one's going to listen to the second day because they'll make that the kids' table event. That'll be for the Tim Scotts, the Chris Christies, the Nikki Haley's. But Trump and DeSantis, they'll get the day one treatment. That'll be August 23rd in Milwaukee. I don't think we'll be in the Wienermobile, but we'll try to think of something appropriately juvenile to do for the event. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to the new lineup, the new news starting Monday. Don't forget, Pizza Box Mike and President Joe Biden coming next. We'll play it live around the Native Roots Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.